Log date, October 30th, 2077. It's been about a week since the bombs dropped. I'm still not even sure what happened, what went wrong. I was promised a team of scientists and researchers, as well as dozens of willing volunteers to act as test subjects. But I never thought it would come to this, that a nuclear war would actually break out. But it did, and now the future of humanity may depend on this crazy experiment. I received the alert to come here and prepare the serum for testing, but when I arrived, I discovered that the vault was completely empty. Well, maybe not completely empty. The animal test subjects all seem to be in good spirits, very happy, healthy, and well-fed. In fact, there seems to be enough food and supplies in this massive vault shelter for several people to survive for decades, but that's the problem. There aren't any people. It's just me and the dogs. The doors shut automatically the moment the bomb started dropping, and I haven't received any word at all from the outside since. I keep hoping that someone, anyone will try and make contact with me just so I know that there's someone else out there. I mean, someone has to know I'm down here, right? Okay, just get it together, girl. It's been a week and still nothing. No scientists, no volunteers, just me. I can't keep putting it off any longer. If I really am the only one left, then completing this project is more important now than ever before. And for the sake of humanity, I have to succeed. My name is Dr. Bunny. I am the lead scientist. Well, I guess I'm the only scientist researching this highly classified experiment. Designed to test a serum capable of dramatically increasing human intelligence. The serum enhances the subject's cognitive abilities, as well as the capacity to store and retain knowledge, creating, hopefully, a new breed of super intelligent beings who will be, well, vital in restarting the world in the event, well, of a total societal collapse. And from what I can tell, that may very well be the case. However, before we, or rather I, move up to humans, I have procured 6 male dogs of various breeds who will act as my animal subjects. Once injected with the serum, I will test the subjects' cognitive abilities, as well as monitor their growth and development over the coming weeks. I'll also analyze their blood and semen samples for any irregularities. A group of human volunteers were also meant to be injected with a serum, provided the initial tests were successful. However, since I'm the only one available at this time, it may be up to me to take on the role of the human test subject. I am preparing to administer the serum as I speak. I will monitor the dog's conditions and report back with my findings in a few days. Hopefully, everything will go well, but considering everything that's happened over the last few days, I don't want to get my hopes up. This is Dr. Bunny signing off. Log date, November 13th, 2077. It has been 2 weeks since I began administering the serum. So far, the tests have been going well. I have noted a steady rise in the dog's cognitive abilities and have not observed any negative side effects whatsoever. The dogs all seem to be very happy and energetic, especially whenever I'm around. They are all very affectionate and very loving animals. Oh, they are especially affectionate when it's time for me to collect their semen samples. Oh, one minor note, I have noticed a small change in both the quantity and concentration of their semen compared to last week. Not only has the volume of their samples increased slightly since our experimentation began, but their sperm counts have all gone up a noticeable amount. This may only be a temporary change, but I will keep monitoring for any other physical abnormalities just to be safe. In other news, well, there really isn't any. I haven't heard anything from the outside world. I have no idea what's going on out there, for all I know, I might actually be the only one left. But no, I shouldn't think like that. There are plenty of other shelters all over the country, plenty of survivors waiting for the all-clear signal. Oh, but that just makes the work I'm doing all the more important. For the future of our society, this experiment must succeed, and I need to do everything in my power to make it succeed. Until next time, this is Dr. Bunny signing off. Log date, November 27th, 2077. I have decided to move forward with the experiment and begin human testing. By that, I mean I've injected myself with a serum. I know it may seem like I'm rushing things, but all of the tests so far have been outstanding. There have been no problems whatsoever, and I have noticed a sharp increase in the subject's intelligence. Besides, I cannot afford to just wait here, dragging my feet as society crumbles around me. When those doors finally open, my research will be vital in creating a brand new world. I must be ready for it. Ever since I've given myself the injection, I felt fantastic. I've been filled with all of this extra energy. I often find myself jogging throughout the shelter in my spare time, or simply playing with the dogs when I get bored. Like I said, they are very energetic and incredibly affectionate. One of the dogs, who I've named Rex, even started to lick my cheek when I was collecting his sample yesterday. It was adorable. He is such a sweet boy, and the way he throbs in my hand whenever I jerk his doggy cock is just... I'm sorry, I don't know why I just said that. It was completely inappropriate, and I'm not sure what came over me. Sorry, what was I saying? Oh, right. Overall, the experiment appears to be going very well, and I will continue to monitor the dogs just in case there are any irregularities. This is Dr. Bunny signing off. Log date, December 11th, 2077. Honestly, I don't know what to do with all of this excess energy sometimes. It's been so long since I've had any human company, I'm starting to get needs. I've been doing all I can to satisfy my needs on my own, but they appear to be getting more and more intense. In fact, I spent the better part of yesterday night in my room furiously masturbating with a dildo. But no matter what I did, the urge to touch myself just would not go away. It was only after I masturbated myself unconscious that my craving finally subsided. Now that I think about it, all of my senses have become more intense since I first injected myself. My vision seems to be getting sharper, my hearing has definitely improved, and my senses of taste and smell have also gotten so much stronger. Maybe it's all in my head, as a result of being isolated down here for so long, but it's possible that the serum has somehow enhanced my body as well as my mind. As for the animals, things seem to be going okay. The dogs have been really energetic the past few weeks, constantly running around and exploring while I'm doing my research, occasionally walking in to muzzle my leg or try and get me to play with them. Between the six of them, it's sometimes very difficult to keep up. Good thing I have all this extra energy, or else I wouldn't be able to control them. There was one strange incident that occurred a few days ago. While I was changing clothes after a workout, Rex came into my room and, well, he tried to jump on me right as I was bending over. I guess he was just being a little extra playful, but the thing is, I could have sworn that I locked the door before I started getting undressed. I guess the lock on the door must be broken. Well, other than that, everything seems to be going well. Oh, the volume and sperm count of the dog semen has continued to increase steadily, but I don't think that's any cause for alarm. Oh, I've also noticed a slight increase in the size of their penises. Rex appears to be the largest, growing to about 7 inches in length. It's really quite, impressive, and I believe it will require further examination as the experimentation goes on. Overall, despite a few behavioral issues, there doesn't seem to be any issues with the experiment. This is Dr. Bunny, over and out. Log date, December 25th, 2077. It's been 4 weeks since I first injected myself with the serum, and something is definitely wrong. I started getting these hot flashes every couple of hours. It's gotten so bad sometimes that I can't even sleep at night, and it seems to get worse whenever I'm near the dogs. The dogs, oh god, I don't even know how to explain it, but whenever I'm near them, my heart starts beating uncontrollably, my body starts to sweat and shake, and lately when I try to collect their semen and I have my hands wrapped around their dog cocks, just the feeling of their fat doggy cocks throbbing in my tiny hands is enough to make my pussy so wet, so wet. Oh, and speaking of cocks, fuck, it seems like every day their cocks just keep getting bigger and bigger. Oh, Rex is almost a foot long when fully erect, and the others are all closer to 10 inches, and when they come, oh, Jesus Christ, it's like a goddamn high hose, and their pee and their sperm counts have all tripled since the experimentation began. If those dogs were to take a bitch right now, there is no doubt in my mind they would impregnate her on the first try. And for some reason, the thought of that really, really excites me. I don't know what is happening to me, but whenever I go to collect a sample from them, I have to fight the urge to just get down on my hands and knees and take their cocks in my mouth. Oh, I've started having dreams about sucking dog cock, about getting mounted and fucked like a bitch in heat, about their dog cum flooding my fertile womb, about getting me. No. I have to stay focused. This experiment is necessary for the survival of mankind. I can't stop now. I must keep going. I mean, how much worse can it get? This is Dr. Bunny, and log. Log date, January 8th, 2078. I just finished a new test of a dog's blood and semen, and I've made a shocking discovery. The serum, it's mutating the animal's genetic code. It's turning them into some kind of hybrid species. I tested myself in order to compare. The serum has... it's begun to mutate me as well. According to my research, the dogs and I have become genetically compatible, which means we are capable of breeding. This shouldn't be possible. The serum was only supposed to increase the subject's intelligence, not mutate them into some kind of human animal monstrosity. This isn't what I wanted. They told me I'll be creating a new breed of super intelligent beings who'll be vital in restarting the world. Is this what they had in mind? For me to become some kind of breeding slave to these animals? No, this can't be right. I'm a human being, for God's sake. Not some kind of bitch for a dog to fuck. I have to stay in control. I have to. Log date, January 22nd, 2078. I had to lock the dogs back in their cages today. Earlier, when I was trying to take Rex's sample, I was just staring at that magnificent dog cock of his, when suddenly he jerked forward, and the next thing I knew, his cock was in my mouth. I don't even know how it happened. One minute I was collecting a sample, and the next minute I was sucking on his big, oh, beautiful doggy cock. Oh, oh god, just thinking about how good it felt in my mouth, how good his pre-cum tasted, how good his balls smelled as I bobbed my head up and down on his shaft. It makes me want to touch myself as I'm recording this. But before he could come down my throat, I pulled away and dragged him and the other dogs back to their cages. I could tell Rex was really upset with me, but I just couldn't go through with it. I just couldn't. If I let him finish inside him, inside of me, if I let him come down my throat or cover my face and chest in his cum, that would be the end for me. He would have marked me as his forever. I wouldn't even be able to call myself a scientist anymore or even a human being. I would just be a bitch, his bitch, forever. I couldn't allow that to happen, so I've decided to terminate the experiment immediately. In a few weeks, without the serum, both me and the dogs will revert back to normal, and then it should be safe to remove them from the cage, and everything should go back to... Wait, what was that? Oh God, oh my God, how did you all get out? I thought I locked those cages. No, what are you doing? No, stay away. No, please, no, don't growl at me like that. Rex, please don't, Okay, I'll get down on my hands and knees. Is that what you want? Oh God, what are you doing? I can feel your nose between my legs. Are you smelling my... Oh God, you can tell, can't you? You can tell that my pussy is so wet for you. Wet for you and your big fat doggy cocks. Oh fuck, I can't take anymore. I don't care if I become a dog. Bitch. In fact, I want it. I want this dog to fuck my defenseless pussy and pump all of his doggy cum deep inside me. Do you hear me, Rex? Do you hear me? I surrender. I give in. I want to be a dog fucker. I want you to fuck me like a bitch in heat. Because that's all I am. This is what this serum has turned me into, and I fucking love it. Oh yes. Tear my panties off, rip them with your teeth. God, that's a good boy. Don't let anything come between you and your girl. Oh God, don't mount me. Stick that huge dog cock of yours inside my warm, wet, fertile pussy. Breed me like a bitch. Breed my bitch cunt. Pump me full of your sperm. Give it to me. Oh God, you're really doing. You're really doing it. I can feel you. Oh, you're fucking me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm being fucked by a dog. I'm bent over and let a dog fuck my dripping wet cunt. And it feels so fucking good. Oh, God. Why did I wait so long for this? Oh, I should have gone down on my hands and knees and let you fuck me on day one. Oh, if only I knew it would feel this good. I would have submitted to you weeks ago. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, what's this? It looks like the rest of the pack want to join in. Well, come here, boys. There's plenty more holes for all of you to fuck. Oh, God. Your dog cocks taste so fucking delicious. There's nothing better than sucking on two dog cocks at once or jerking off two more. Oh, well, that makes five dog cocks, but what about the sixth one? Hey, did you jump on my back? What are you? Oh, fuck. You just shoved your dog cock up my ass. Oh, shit. Oh, God. I'm jerking off two dogs. I'm sucking off two dogs. I have one dog in my pussy and another up my ass. Oh, fuck. All of my holes are being filled. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, they fucking own me now, don't they? All of these dogs, they fucking own me. I'm a fucking bitch, and I will spend the rest of my life serving them, and pleasing them, and fucking their big, hard dog cocks. Oh my god, Rex, what, oh shit, oh god, oh, is that your knot? Oh fuck, it's so big. Oh please be careful, Rex, oh, you're gonna split me in half with that giant dog not of yours. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Am I really going to let this happen? If I leave it not inside me? I'll be locked under Rex's huge fucking cock, unable to escape. I'll have no choice but to let you come inside of me, to let you breathe me and turn you into a fucking bitch in heat. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. I can feel you're not rubbing against my clit. It's so good. It's so good. It's so good. I've never felt anything like this before. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I can't take anymore. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Come inside my tight white pussy with your huge throbbing cock. Please, please, just slam that cock into my cunt. Bury your knot deep inside of me. Lock me in place so I have no chance to escape. I don't care what happens. I don't even care if you get me pregnant. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, it's inside of me. It's inside of me. It's inside of me. It's inside of me. Your fucking dog knot is deep inside of me. Oh, God, it hurts so bad. It hurts so bad, but it hurts so fucking good. You trapped me, Rex. You have me right where you want me. I couldn't escape even if I tried. Fuck. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Fill me up with your hot cum. Please, Rex, I need it, I need it, I need it. Oh, fuck. Fuck me like a bitch in heat and claim me as yours. Oh, that's it. Breathe me. Breathe me. Pump me full. Pump me full of your cum. Knock me up. Knock me up. Knock me up. Fuck. Oh, that was incredible. I can't believe you. Oh my God. You're on a turn of my pussy now, don't you? Wait, stop. I promise you all I got a turn. Just be careful. No. Don't jump a bit. You're gonna break the record. Log Dane. January or... Oh, is it February? March? Fuck it. I've been fucking my new doggy masters non-stop for the last few weeks. I don't even know what day it is. The only reason I don't have a dog cock inside of me right now is that they finally all managed to actually tie themselves out at the same time. Usually they take turns on me, probably afraid that I might try to run away, as if I would ever turn to run from these magnificent dog cocks. I have two important pieces of information to report. First off, I am happy to announce that the experiment was a complete and total success. I have succeeded in creating a new breed of super intelligent beings who will be vital in restarting the world. I just took a pregnancy test, and it is confirmed. I have been impregnated by one of the animal subjects. That's right. I'm officially a bred bitch. I'm not sure which one of them managed to knock me up, but if I had to guess, I'd say it was probably Rex. He was always the alpha of the group, and he pumped more cum inside me than all the others combined. My second bit of good news, I managed to override some of the vault's controls and was able to make contact with people from the outside. I received a message from a group of survivors. Apparently, they're a teacher and some students from a nearby all-women's college. I've invited them to the shelter in order to help with my experiments. After all, if these magnificent doggies are gonna repopulate the world, they're gonna need a lot more bitches to fuck. It's time to restart society. A new, better society run by powerful, big-dicked doggy masters and their submissive human bitches. I can't wait to get started. This is Doctor... This is the breeding bitch Bunny signing off.